Blackstone Audio presents Shane by Jack Schaefer. Dedication to Carl for my first son, my first book. Chapter 1. He rode into our valley in the summer of 89. I was a kid then, barely topping the backboard of Father's old chuck wagon. I was on the upper rail of our small corral, soaking in the late afternoon sun, when I saw him far down the road where it swung into the valley from the open plain beyond. In that clear Wyoming air I could see him plainly, though he was still several miles away. There seemed nothing remarkable about him, just another stray horseman riding up the road toward the cluster of frame buildings that was our town. Then I saw a pair of cowhands loping past him, stop and stare after him with a curious intentness. He came steadily on, straight through the town without slackening pace, until he reached the fork a half mile below our place. One branch turned left across the river ford and on to Luke Fletcher's big spread. The other bore ahead along the right bank where we homesteaders had pegged our claims in a row up the valley. He hesitated briefly, studying the choice, and moved again steadily on our side. As he came near, what impressed me first was his clothes. He wore dark trousers of some serge material, tucked into tall boots and held at the waist by a wide belt, both of a soft black leather tooled in intricate design. A coat of the same dark material as the trousers was neatly folded and strapped to his saddle roll. His shirt was fine-spun linen, rich brown in color. The handkerchief knotted loosely around his throat was black silk. His hat was not the familiar Stetson.